This episode of Discover ADN is brought to you by Born Sequel and DB Snitch. DB Snitch is a once-off report service resulting in an in-depth examination of your existing database instances and recommendations to bring them up to industry standards, ensuring that your data is safe. DB Snitch gives you a comprehensive view of where your database currently stands, along with a customized game plan to get it to where it needs to be. Of course, Born Sequel offers both on-site and remote support. Find out more at bornsequel.ca/dbsnitch or by contacting Randolph West via email at info@bornsequel.ca with the keyword discover in the subject line. Welcome to another episode of Discover ADN, a podcast dedicated to learning more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. Join me in attaching a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timeline, while also getting to know a little bit more about the people who make our social network such a nice place to visit. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to DiscoverADN. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Johannes Valo, who goes by the name JVI Media on app.net. He's a filmmaker and developer interested in a lot of topics and one of the creators of Purple App. Please join me in welcoming Johannes to Discover ADN. Hello.
Hello.
Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
It's the 31 January 2013. So, well, over a year now.
Yeah, about 18 months. Okay. Why did you join app.net?
Basically because it was talked about very often in German podcasts, which I listened around that time. So I was just deciding, okay, let's try that out, and I did it. So that was when I joined app.net. I just tried it out.
All right. You use a pseudonym on app.net. Can you tell us, where does JVI Media come from?
JVI Media comes from, basically my initials, like Johannes Valuch, and the I is, you could say international media, but that's like, I don't have really a clue where the I came from. It was basically, I think, because JVI Media was taken on other social networks, so I had to put a character in somewhere, and then I came up with the I. So that was why there is an I in my name. And yeah, media, because I love to do things with media. Like I do films, develop apps, operate computers in terms of administrate them, fix servers and things like that. So I do also hosting, which is basically everything around what you could declare as media. So I think that's why media is in my name.
All right. Well, I'll be asking you about some of those a little bit later on. Can you tell us, what would you like to see more of on app.net?
More cats. No. Nothing. It's like... There is nothing to be changed in the content what app.net shows us, or the people on app.net. The one thing maybe I could say I would want to see more of on app.net is people discussing and not flaming, or do have a war on app.net. So there were some situations recently, but I think that's normal in a social universe to have some differences between each other. So, yeah, there's not much I wish from app.net to be different or see more.
All right, let's change gears just a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
On app.net?
In general.
In general? Ooh, that's a tricky question. Basically for a human, that I am a human. Yeah, well, I don't really know what to answer on that question, because it's... yeah, it's difficult. There are so many things and so little things which are really would make sense to say what I want to be known for. What I want to be known for is, to be not different from others, or the opposite, to be someone different from others. So that's basically what a human is. And so everybody is different from each other, but we are all basically the same. So, that's why I say I want to be seen as a human, or want to be known of as a, or for, as I've, that I am a human.
Well, that's certainly fair. And you're a rather creative human. You were talking about how you do a lot of things in media. Can you tell us, how did you become interested in filmmaking?
Well, that happened a long time ago. I'm pretty much interested in everything where I have no clue about how it works. So I think when I was 5 or 6 years ago, not ago, but 6 years old, that I was in France, in Paris. There was an exhibition about filmmaking and TV, and so I got in a position to be able to operate a camera and be the director on a set as a small child. So it was just a setup there, and it immediately interested me because at that second I was able to see how the things works we see every day on TV, and quite interested in how things work. I want to see the things behind it. That's also the reason why I do programming, because I want to see how the things work. So I think that was when the first steps were made for me to go into the filmmaking area. And so I would say that since I am 6 years old, I'm interested in filmmaking. I since then played with cameras, with webcams, and recently bought a new camera and do time lapses now. And
all right. You're always doing something creative, it seems. Whenever I see you show up in my timeline, you're either off visiting another country to do some kind of photo shoot or a movie. Or you're doing some kind of development in the case of an alternate alpha client. Where do you find the time for all of these projects?
Ooh, that's a difficult question because I don't have the time. I simply do it. That's the trick. That was like shortly before my oral exams was I was in Great Britain, visited Charles to do some shootings in London, and it was like 4 days, 3 days I was there, and I had the opportunity to go there, so I took it. I just did it, and normally I don't have the time, but when I see something which interests me, I am doing it. That's it. So I take my time for it and try not to bump into other appointments or school things, so I have to be sometimes very organized. So, for instance, there on the flight, I was basically doing revision all the time. So I use every spare second I have to do something which interests me.
How do you prevent burnout?
Difficult question again. I think I got close to burnout before, because I wanted to found a company and I wasn't ready for that. And while I was at school, and that wasn't a great idea. And so how do I prevent myself from that is I take myself holidays. So I also have weeks where I do absolutely nothing. So those are weeks I am also rarely on app.net. I'm just, I'm not available for the outer world then. And I, retreat basically. And I regenerate in that time. So that's how I think to prevent burnout to happen. But there are things like school, they have to go on. So I'm just limited down from my activities in that period of time. So that's basically 1 week when that happens.
All right. Are there any other interests that you may pick up in the near future?
Well, I'm quite interested in entrepreneurship, so I'm heading to found a company, as I tried it before, and so those are the things with the way I'm trying to go, and there are tons of projects waiting for me, so I have all the time ideas, but I can't do them because I don't have the time. So there are things in developing certain web applications like Pregum. You can visit it on pregum.de, which is a live collaboration tool. You can collaborate between different users. And such things I would like to do more in the future. But I see that I'm heading at the moment more in the filmmaking direction, also in a professional manner. So, I will probably in 1 year, if nothing goes wrong, study film, to be exact, study in a direction to get a director. And, so that's where I'm heading at the moment.
Well, that's quite exciting. Okay. Let me ask about something that might not be as difficult as filmmaking. You have a podcast called How We Educate. Can you tell us a little bit about this show?
Well, How We Educate is a podcast about education around the globe. So the differences between plenty different ways, approaches to educate people in different countries. So, for instance, we have one episode now out, which is how education works in South Africa compared to the education system in Germany, which is a pilot still. There is another episode in the pipe, which will be about Hungary, how it is done there. And we discuss the differences, like how education is seen in the social way. Is it like, okay, you have to go there, but it's not important? Or is it the most important thing and you would basically go on the street for it and fight for it? So those questions, to see how it is in a society, in the countries, in the areas, handled. So it's about education, politics, basically, and the social component there. So that's how we educate is.
Can you tell us, why did you decide to go with an audio format rather than a video format?
Well, the problem is with such podcasts, like how we educate, is the key factor time. Because this show is requiring to have some specialist from another country there. So somebody who knows the education system, like a student who is interested in politics and things like that. So most of them are not in the favor of having a webcam or the bandwidth problem, which I'm having here. Is another reason, so we can't record like doing a FaceTime video call and record the video. So I would love to go to the people and interview them directly with a camera, but that would cost so much money because I would travel over the whole world and interview people. I would definitely do that if I have the option, but it would be so expensive that wouldn't make sense to do it for a free podcast.
Well, I certainly hope that in the future you might be able to earn some money and then you can expand on your programs.
Sure, I hope that too. Because I love to do podcasts in that topics. And because I think it's valuable information for instance, for teachers in other countries to try new things, to see, okay, that works there, why shouldn't it work here? That's maybe an approach I think that podcast can have.
I think that would be an excellent approach. There are lots of school systems that are still stuck in the 1920s, 1930s when it comes to how to teach students subjects. And that's just not sufficient anymore, not when we're surrounded by more technology than ever before.
Exactly. It's the same question with schools having internet filters, which is, well, students know their way around it and the teachers are helpless. That's how it looks like in the world today. The systems are too slow for the technology, I think, at the moment. So there are approaches in other countries which works quite well, and there are some which don't work. So well, that exchange could help, I think.
Absolutely. Can you tell us about something that you like?
On app.net or in general?
In general. So far, you've told us about many of your creative pursuits. You've told us that you like app.net as it is today. But could you share with us perhaps something that people might not know that you enjoy?
Might not know. Well, the obvious parts are I like Apple products because they are making my life go productive. So I don't lose time to fiddle around with technology. But I think that's pretty obvious. I like to support other people in technology questions. I do also do web hosting. That's something I like to do. I enjoy to do that. It's more like a hobby, but it's something. Yeah, I do. So. What I like is also, what I can also talk about what I don't like.
Absolutely. This is your show.
Okay. So what I don't like is, for instance, alcohol. So I don't drink alcohol, but I like to drink still water instead. So that's, I think not many people know about me. So I get always asked, oh, do you want a beer or something? I always have to reject it. And I will also always ask for still water. That's me.
That's quite interesting. Is that due to medical reasons or just a personal choice?
It's basically a personal choice. It started with a medical reason because I had to take some medicaments. Medications is the English word, I think. When I had drank about 2 beers. I was basically, enjoyable in the party. Let's say it that way. And so I decided not to drink any alcohol. And besides that fact, I don't like the taste of it. I think one listener maybe at JEXTX Adore will hate me for that, but I don't like alcohol. So from the taste and its effects. So well, I decided then, totally independent from that, that I can live without it and that I don't drink it. So I even don't drink it at events like New Year or big family parties. That's something I simply don't do.
I'm the same way. I have not had any alcohol in many, many years, mainly because of what it does to the brain. So mm-hmm. I'm quite content with my Coke Zero and water.
Yeah, so that's alcohol for me is yeah, it's like a drug, and I don't like drugs, but that's not a topic, I think.
That is. Let's close on a happy note. Can you tell us about 3 people on app.net who you enjoy communicating with?
Ooh, that question. I knew it would come because I listened to some other shows before me, and who I had to think very hardly about, not hardly, but hard about it. And I have to say, I have to, really say that I can't answer that question because there are too many. I mean, really too many people on app.net I would have to mention here. And there is the other thing that I also have, people who speak German and people who speak English and people who speak some other languages in my timeline. So when I now would mention a name, I think many people would think, why didn't he took my name? So I would say I can't answer that question. I can also say, I just can say, everybody I follow, I would recommend, really. Because that's why I follow them. I follow them because I find them interesting. I don't follow people just because I like their hairs or something like that. I follow them when I find their post interesting. So that's what I have to say for that. I hope you are all right with that.
So you would recommend that we follow 673 people?
Yes. Would be quite interesting. I think nobody would complain then anymore about an empty stream, at least.
That is very true. That would also make a lot of the global filtering tools pretty much useless because we would be following everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, on that note, I would like to thank you very much for being my guest today on Discover ADN.
And I have to thank you very much for having me.
This concludes the 32nd episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Johannes for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Born Sequel. Have a nice day!